In this episode, I'm going to explain how video marketing fits into a conference strategy for converting more leads.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, well, one of the things that you have to notice with this episode is that for the audio version, it's not as descriptive as the video version. If you want to actually see what I'm pointing out at the events, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/184 and watch the episode video of me in real time on the floor in Atlanta at an event, breaking this all down for you. wirebuzz.com/184. When talking about your event booth loop video or a video that's going to be playing in repetition, one of the tactics that helps companies stay on budget is to repurpose that event video. Remember, the event video, that's the looping video that goes on through the entire event, has no audio. Why? Because there's too much going on, right? Explain the core messaging on the screen. Don't get too deep. Nobody's going to stand there for a minute. They're just not. So make it a teaching video so your team can walk up to it, right? The other thing I want you to do is think about how you can repurpose the animation or the video from that looped video into other assets that'll allow you to exponentially create more videos with less resources, okay? In that secondary version, the non-booth version, you should be thinking about how do you use audio in that second version? How do you use music? How do you put people on screen that are going to be talking to it and teaching it? And in doing so, now you've got an asset that can really stand alone on your website, right? Maybe it gets used in that overview video or in your demo how-to video that happens later on in the customer journey. When you plan this all out in advance, amazing things happen, right? You save money, people go through your customer journey, and you get faster ROI. One of the things that I absolutely love about the Invite strategy is they've got different badge scan opportunities happening in multiple locations. So what's a badge scan? You see I've got a barcode on there with my name? When you walk up to the booth, they will scan you if you get in some swag, or swag is like gear with their name on it or a shirt or something. I don't exactly know what they're giving away right now, but I do know that at different parts of their booth, they have different swag or opt-in badge scan opportunities. Because what they're doing is they're building a database. The smartest marketers build databases of people that show up at their booth so they can convert those leads into customers, right? Now, I've been servicing this company since they were founded. I was actually in their headquarters at the very beginning, helping to advise them. Now, Invite's got a lot of cool things going on. They have a booth loop video. Do you see that right over there? So that video that we created for them tells core messaging. And that video should be a teachable tool. So they can walk up and explain, oh, here's how our test helps your patients, all right? Remember, everybody that you see, they're genetic counselors. And Invite's got a variety of different things. They may have a party going on that they want to invite their prospects to, badge scan. They might have a coffee bar, espresso bar. Oh, you want some coffee? Badge scan. You'd like to talk to one of our experts about the test? Badge scan, right? Because after everybody gets scanned, you're able to follow up with them in what would be called an email drip sequence. But you just can't send them any type of marketing. The right type of marketing to send is helpful. Helpful is the new viral. It doesn't feel salesy. And when people send salesy information, it's icky. And nobody wants to feel icky, right? So the way that you covertly get around that is you create helpful information that your target customer needs. More on that in a moment. All right, you see this booth behind me? it's got a ton of messaging across there. Like, what are you supposed to focus on? When you're creating the right exhibit hall booth, keep it simple. Think very core messaging. Nobody's gonna sit there and read. People are walking by. And look, here's gonna be a couple of ladies that are gonna walk by, and there's no time to ingest all that messaging. And actually, what they're doing is a disservice for themselves. Instead, if they cleaned up that messaging, they would be able to get people to digest the core, which is the most important takeaway as people walk by. You'll see this later on as we do booth loop videos. The same exact mistake happens with too much messaging, not enough concentration on the core messaging. And as such, just like the example of how big should a video be or how long, the more ingredients you add to your signage, the harder it is for people to digest it and understand what you're doing. Keep it very simple. Keep it like an Apple product page. Go and review an Apple product page. It'll give you a very good idea of how much messaging is necessary, and what is on the top of that page should probably be what is on your booth and nothing else. Do you see how clean this booth loop video is? Just core messaging. As people walk by, they are not gonna have the opportunity to read your product features. So you gotta make sure that it's just simple. Don't overdo it. A lot of companies get so romantic about their product that they miss the opportunity to keep things very simple and very clean. Well done, Baylor. Well done. All right, I want to talk to you about this line. Council is doing a fabulous job in getting their target customers to wait in line. And while they're doing it, they can have their marketing or their sales team stop, visit, consult for a longer amount of time than other booths can acquire. So what are they giving away that is of value to this group of genetic counselors? Well, let's take a look. They're taking profile photos of their target customer, so their target customer can update their LinkedIn profile or their website, right, at their facility. They're doing a fabulous job in making sure that they're providing something of additional value. And in doing so, they've earned the attention of their target genetic counselor, right? Now, they do this at a lot of events. I've been watching them do this for years. But what could your business do? And everybody that waits in line gets badge scanned. And when they get badge scanned, do you know what happens? They end up getting into the database so they can be drip sequenced further. If your company is going to have any type of speech that's going to happen, a presentation, a product theater, maybe a dinner even, do you realize that only 5% of all of your leads, all of your target prospects, are going to get into a room like this? So what you need to do in order to maximize the revenue opportunity, you need to film an event like this and then use that, because you're going to pay for the person to come up and speak. You're going to pay to be able to get access to a room like this, or a dinner or a lunch or any type of event presentation. Film the event and then make sure 95% of your leads, which aren't at the conference or didn't get into the room, get access to it through an email drip sequence. That's how you use this as an exciting moment and springboard it to all the other people who didn't get to see what happened in this room. Obviously, this information is valuable, or your company wouldn't have hosted a dinner or a product theater, right? Or some type of presentation. Make sure you recognize the biggest economic return on that investment is called marketing. Market to the people that were in the room, and then market to the people separately in a different way that weren't in this room. Use your database, educate them, and send out email drip sequences that bring them deeper into your information.